21.
21.
Very,
very small. For traveling, I have made a copy. Small size.
Is it tent?
No, small. Not tent. Only certain chapters. 21 and 22 and 29, 30.
Mm. Important. I told you Benu Gate something.
Now you will do summary?
Mm. Summary.
Summary of chapter.
Summary of chapter or summary of a sloka?
Which will you think will be better?
Mm. This will be better.
Because we only may have six, seven meetings with you.
No, no, there are so many meetings. Several meetings will be done. This year, that year, always we meet.
So you want to go verse by verse?
Not, but in summary, but it's slow.
Okay.
This adhyaya, this chapter is of Purvarag. Purvarag. There are two kinds of Purvarag. One for sadhak, those who are practicing Raganuga Bhajan Sadha, and those who are Siddha. In Raganuga, only Abhas will come. Abhas, you know?
Shadow of it.
Shadow.
Some
shadow. Shadow will come. And in Siddha, pure Purvarag will come. But in Braja, always Purvarag.
Again and again.
Again and again. When Srimati Radhika meets Krishna, they both think that first time you have met. And from distance place, when she sees Krishna, she thinks that I've seen Krishna first time. Nitya Navi.
Always
practice. Navayovana. No, Navayovana. In practicing Raganuga, we can have some realization when Vishuddha Sattva comes in our heart. Up till Shuddha Sattva does not come, we can do Anuman only. Anuman?
Inference. I think inference.
Grace.
We can infer.
Like inference. Like logic.
Logic.
Like logic.
An idea of it.
An idea. So, when we can go in the stage of Siddha, we can realize something. As it has been told that in Srimad Bhagavatam or Brihad Bhaman Puran that the gopis were practicing Raganuga Bhajan were Jauthuki or Jauthuki. Understanding? Jauthuki. और जाऊ थकी।
Some are in special groups and some are not in special groups. Groups.
And in these groups, Munichari and Rishichari are Jauthaki.
Oh yeah. Yes.
You remember?
Yes.
You also remember? Yes. अरे उठाने से तो गला सा साफ हो गया। Okay.
Good. Okay. Some
mystery.
We don't care.
I.
He wants some mystery to suffer.
कुछ नहीं। Then in Jauthaki, Rishichari and Dandakaranya Munichari. And in Ajauthaki, there are so many.
Devakanya.
Devakanya and all so many. Rishichari and Munichari took birth in Gop Griha. They practice so many thousands of years Raganuga Bhajan. Raganuga Bhajan. Then they, by the grace of Ramchandra and Shruti Chari, I going in the
prayers. Yeah, they pleased the Lord by offering beautiful prayers to Him.
By greed, anyhow, by hearing or by seeing Krishna pastimes,
yeah.
Desha gopis or heart gopis, and they practice in the guidance of gopis, like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. And they pass through Shabdha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, then Prem also. On the Raganga, practicing, having these bodies. And then they got some prem and left their bodies and they took birth in Gopi womb and they got association of Mitra Siddha and they joined Ras and all leaders. But for Rishichari, they have not gone in their practicing life Raganuga Bhajan. They have only Siddha Sapta from upper stage. But they have not gone to the level of prem. So they took Jan in the home of Gopi, but they had no association with Smita Siddha.
They had association with their husbands.
Husbands?
Children.
Children. So, but they had poor Varad, because they had sanskar. Sanskar means?
Impressions. Past impressions.
So, they have greed and they have poor varag also. But Jogamaya thought it better not to go direct. So their husband, by the help of Jogamaya, by their husband, he stopped them not to go Rasam, any Krishna Leela. That poor Varag, and that poor Varag was so much that by hearing the flute of Krishna, they became upset. And remembering Krishna, remembering separation, very, very deep separation. You are not hearing?
I'll hear better this way.
You said that they had so much purvara and their by the arrangement of Yoga Maya, their husbands kept them back. Then they heard the sound of the flute.
Then in Srimad Bhagavat it is written, and you have read perhaps, that tibra tap dhuta subha. Tibra tap viraha tap dhuta subha.
By the heat of separation from Krishna, they gave up their body.
No, all inauspicious things, all the inauspicious things were burnt up in the fire of separation.
Body was there. Because their bodies were chinmay.
Chinmay rasa.
Chinmay. But partly not chinmay. And partly chinmay. Viswanath Chakravarti has told that they not left their bodies. But what was not chinmay, partly,
that was
finished. This is asubh. And that asubh was that they had some attraction to their husbands and children and worldly affairs, everything washed. That is asubh. Not this physical body. And taking Krishna, Krishna appeared at that time. And they saw Krishna and took Krishna with their eyes, through their eyes in heart, and embraced so deeply that all subh went away. Prachina bandhana. By this embracing of Krishna, everything what was subha also lost. What was subha? Kya subha tha? Batlao. Unka kya subha dur hua?
Highest results.
What?
What was washed away? The idea that they are the mother of children, the idea that they are the wife of husband.
It was asubha.
But also their attachment to their good qualities.
Asubha means, sir.
Auspicious.
If a man does bhakti, every being, everyone loves him. Here, the husband, everyone were loving so much too. So this also went. So subha and asubha both. Not clearly written here, but from Ujjwalin Mani and other I am telling. Then in Viswanath Chakravarti has cleared in Raghavatma Chandrika. Madhurya Kadambini. No. Bhakti Rasami Sindhu Bindu. Then, if now we have some Subha and Asubha both. Now, Asubha worldly attachments and Subha. Praise, wealth,
followers.
Reputation, followers, everything comes automatic. But both are very big
obstacles
in bhakti life. Viswanath Chakravarti has told it in Madhurya Kadambini. that is anartha. Sukriti uttha, duskriti uttha, bhakti uttha, aparad uttha. You have read?
Yes.
Duskriti uttha, that gopis. Our duskriti uttha, so many, we have to entangle in so many botherations. That is not good. Full of rogue, sickness and so many things. We'll have to go through so many cases. Cases means so many things which are obstacles. And man, apaman, understanding, man, apaman, so many things. And subha, I have told. So when everything goes away, then Shuddha Bhakti, pure Bhakti, or Vishuddha Sattva comes. In their gopi, in gopi's case, in Rishi Chari, everything was not washed in Raranuga. There were something that Subha and Asu. But for Suti Chari, nothing was there. Yes. So easily there. I am telling all these things, that these gopis in Benugi, when Krishna is going to cowherding, they have passed all these states. They are not ordinary. So always, 24 hours, they can remember Krishna like this. And this is in poor Brahman. If a man has some greed, not such will come state. Here, Dasdeva or Sukadeva Goswami is explaining of six ritus.
Seasons.
Six seasons. He has passed summer, now it is sarat. In winter, summer, rainy season, then
autumn, winter,
then it will come, winter, then basanta ritu. If in Vrindavan, always like Basanta Ritu, but yet there is some difference between all Ritu. Here he is explaining of autumn, Sarad Ritu. Sarad Ritu, because इत्थम सरत स्वच्छ जलम पद्माकर सुगंधिना निवसत वायुना बातम सगोगो पालको अच्युतः. After any season, Krishna is entering in forest, Vrindavan forest, with cowherd's boy and so many cows. The season was very good. Water, whether in river and ponds, pure waters. And lotus were in full bosom. And on them, bees were what?
Humming, drinking honey, flying hither and thither.
And chumbal? Oh, kissing. Kissing all flowers. There was mixed with fragrance of all flowers, Beli, Chameli, Jui, and all other kinds of flowers were in bloom. Fragrance was coming. The air with the bhar, bhar mane?
Weight.
Was not in a mood to
blow.
Heavy, the air was heavy.
Heavy. So it was, as a boy, very in child boy. He goes like this. Sometimes slow, sometimes. So air was like so. Very good season. Nyavasat bayu na batam. Sago paluko achyuta. Krishna. In this Vrindavan, enters with all cowherds, boy and cows. Baldev Prabhu was also with them. They are singing from their home. There are so many groups in of gopis, and each group they were talking like this about only Krishna. Kusamita Banaraja Susmi Bhringa. Dejikal ghusht sarasaram mahidram madhupat avagashya charyanaga sapasupal balas chuku javenu kusmita banaraj. Like this, all Vrindavan was full of so many flowers. Kusmita banaraj. Every ritus, every seasons, flowers were in bloom. Also fall, fruits. In Sarat, no mango, no jambu fall. But everything was there. And mad bees were flying here and there on lotus and all other flowers, gathering madhu, or kissing them. Dvijakul ghusht mahidram. Dvijakul means kakku, mayur, papiha. You know, don't know papiha? Pika.
Pika.
Pika. Pika.
That's the sound it makes.
You mean Piyam and Priyatam. Priyatam and lover. Always chanting like so. Pikaha, Pikaha. Where our lover is, Priyatam is. And Kaku, Kuhu, Kuhu. All
Kuhu means
Uddipta.
Sound. But any meaning?
Any meaning that Kuhu, seeking or calling his Priyatam.
Lover.
It is very uddipana for these things. Dvijakul ghusht sarah mahidram. In Krishna, nadi mane rivers, ponds, and on the parvat means mountain, everywhere. All these birds were
Govardhan Mountain.
Everywhere these birds were
singing
everywhere. And everywhere fragrant of flowers was there. Krishna in this state entered Vrindavan. Here, Kujaya Maso, Chukuja Benum, all boys are going with Krishna. Krishna began to play on flute. They were going with Krishna, but all not playing on flutes. Krishna was playing on flute only. There are some singer, they were listening only Krishna, because afterward this a sloka will come on Venu Justam. Krishna was only singing on Venu.
When the cowherd boys hear the sound of Krishna's flute,
but gopis hear from there only Krishna flute. Their only their sight, their drishti is towards Krishna. So they may be that with Krishna they are also floating. But they hear only Krishna sounds.
But the sound of Krishna's flute has a very different effect upon the gopis than upon the gopas. Isn't it? The same flute sound has an entirely different effect.
Not only to gopis or gopis. Cows are hearing in another
way.
Radhika is seeing, hearing that Krishna is telling Radhika, Radhika, Radhe, Radhe. Lalita hears that Lalite, Lalite, Bhadra, Champaklata, all are Chandravali. Krishna is calling me. All cows are thinking that Krishna is calling me only.
So when the gopis heard Krishna's flute, when they ran to him, they thought only they were coming. They thought they themselves were coming. But Krishna was calling just them.
They think, gopis, that this sound is pratinidhi of Krishna.
Representative
of Krishna. Krishna has sent this. And they, by ears, they are coming here and is telling their whole wealth, that is hrida.
In the heart.
Heart. And taking their hearts, the sound is going to Krishna with their hearts. Now gopis are seeing that heart is not here. She becomes so puzzled or
uneasy.
And they run after that, that sound, when that is chow, that thief. They are, but heart is not there. They are not thinking anything. Only they are going. In Ras Panchadhyayi it has been told. Then Sarah Mahidram Madhupati Avagajya Charyanga Sapaspal Chukus Chubayun. Madhupati here, Krishna, his by his Venu, his उसे बाहर कर रहे हैं मधु his this मधु
lips
मधु is going in bansi with sound and it becomes like amrita
nectar
and this is going in the ears and gopis are drinking this nectar and they also become mad. Because in this sloka has been told that Brajai Istriya Asupta Venu Gitam Smarodayam Kaschit Parokham Krishnasya Swasakhibhyo Nubharanayam. Understand? Kaschit Brajastiya Smarodayam by drinking that madhu, nectar, from Krishna lips, through Bansi, they became mad by Kaam, Smar Uday. Smar means prem also, but Kamanuga or Kamatmika gopis has Kaam Nani Vishuddha prem. That Uddipana came on Uddipana.
Their ears were like cups.
They began to explain about Krishna, about Bansi, and everything of Krishna. Parokham Parokham. They were very far away from Krishna.
Paroksham.
Bansi sound was not coming to them. But mentally they are hearing. Krishna was very far away from them. He was in Vrindavan and they were in Goshtha, in their homes.
How it came so far, that sound?
So they were mentally hearing that Krishna is Paroksham Desh. That is, mane, Krishna Bansi Baja Raha Hoga. But they are hearing.
Was he playing or not? He may have been playing or he may not, but they were hearing.
But they are hearing. They were hearing. And realization that when I was in my home, I used to see Ramayana drama from 6 in evening up to 4 in morning. Very good drama of Ramchandra. When it was over, we were in our homes. Every, sab samay kaan mein sunai.
Still, the sound was still coming in your ears.
Yes. So, gopis are always hearing this. Tad baranitum arabdha smaranta krishna chestitam nasakan smarbegena vikshipta manaso nipa. Tad baranitum arabdha. They began to talk about this Krishna Chestitam. What Krishna Chestitam?
The activities of Krishna with the gopis.
With the gopis.
Those activities from the past activities they have.
This shows that Krishna Chestitam with the gopis, they are associate of Krishna. But
they had the company of Krishna.
They are company of Krishna. But yet they are in Purvaraj. This is the thing. These two should not be
together.
But yet.
It is contradictory and yet it is together.
But yet here together. The Krishna Chastitam. What Chastitam? In Srimad Bhagavatam. उनका चलना फिर ना गति गति ललित विलास
ललित गति विलास
हास बलगु हास वेरी ब्यूटीफुल स्माइलिंग समथिंग संलाप संलाप मींस
डायलॉग
समा conversation.
Srimati has come to Kusum Sarovar and gathering some flowers. with Lalita Vishakha. And at the same time Krishna, Krishna was in a, he was
protecting the flowers.
No,
with Madhu.
Krishna wanted to meet them. He chose the time and went to Srimati. Krishna told, who are you? You don't know who I am? Why you speak so? What should I speak? Krishna wants to speak with Srimati Radhika. So he asked like so. Srimati has answered like this. You don't know who am I? The Krishna then told, no, I don't know who are you. You don't know. Why you have asked me? Because you are thief and you are stealing flowers. You are thief. By your cows and by your friends, you nashta kar rahe ho yahan ke
pedo.
You destroy the flowers and plants of Vrindavan. We have planted them, but you have never planted it. Why you are destroyed? I said, why today? Why you came before this day? Have you come and asked me? So they were there quietly. They are reminding all these sanla and Krishna Lalita Gati as a dancing manner. Krishna goes to Gopi and does like so. In dramas we, as we see. And Srimati Radhika don't come. These are Lalita Gati. Balgu Haas. Krishna laughs so, smiles so gently that all gopis give their heart to Krishna. So these are Krishna Chestitam. Krishna Chest. By what? Remembering these things. Na sakan smar begena vichipta manusha. They wanted to
get answer.
To explain all these things. How Krishna, beautifully Krishna is singing on. Is here Gati and Krishna Chesta, everything. But they could not speak. Smarabhagena. Smarabhagena means by force of prem. And this prem is of another quality, having with calm to meet Krishna, to test Krishna, to be tested with Krishna. Aisa? Achha. Kono vishesh kaaj ache? Dhan baraha pidam, natavar bapu.
Famous verse.
In whole Srimad Bhagavata, best slow for Krishna remembering. Baraha pidam natavar bapu karnayo karnikar. Bibhatavasa kanaka kapisam vejayanti chamana. Randhana benuradar sudhaya purayan gopa bindal. Brindaranyam sapadaramanam prabhishatake thakirti. Baraha piram natavarbhapu. I have explained this slok to you.
No. You mentioned it. That is the most beautiful slok, but you never explained it.
There are three slok in Srimad Bhagavatam. Parallel. But there is some
What are the other two? Gradation.
Gradation.
The other two?
Brahma has told.
Nomidhate abhrabhapushe taridambaraya gunjavatansa paripachal sanmukhaya vanyasraje kavalabhetravishanabenu lakshmashriye midupade pasupangajaya.
This Brahma. And then Dvijapatni. Dvijapatni. Kya hai?
Shyamam hiranya paridhim banamallavara dhatu pravalanatavesham anubratansi vinyastahasta itarena dhunanam abjam karnotpalala kapola mukhabjahas.
Three slokes.
Different gradation.
Gradation.
How are they doing?
Brahma in bottom. In mid.
Dvijapatni.
And right. Uppermost, highest level, Gopi. We follow Gopi, not Brahma and
Dvijapatni.
They are also very high scale, but yet we want to follow this. Brahma here tells in three slokes. There are some similarity. There are some similarity. But a special thing, here Brahma is another, his ambition. Gopi's taste is in other thing, and this Patni has other tastes. But some of them are of similarity. Krishna is on floor. That is, Brahma is telling, no mid te abhrabhapushe. No mid means, no me, aham namami. Aham namami to Krishna. Here also namami to Krishna, there also to namami to Krishna. But in different ways. Brahma is of dasyaras. But from bottom of Everest mountain, he is seeing on the top of Everest. So Krishna is on the top of Everest and Brahma is bottom of Everest. When here Everest is Priti, so he is doing namaskar to Krishna. But उसमें हिरण्य परिधिम श्यामम हिरण्य परिधिम नशत बन माल्य वंशी बरह धातु अनुवर्तांसी विनस्त हस्त इतरेण धुनाम अब्जम नो प्रणाम इन दिस
perhaps equals they are
not equal but no pranam. Brahma is doing because he is Dasaras. But he is something feeling that there are in the highest topic Krishna. I am his servant. But he has some taste of this Brajaras. Taste something. Only greed. And they are very nearer to Krishna. Dvijapatni. They want to enter in Krishna pastimes of Vrindavan. And there are in Vrindavan. They met Krishna on the border of Mathura and
Vrindavan
border. Border means Birjanadi. Birjanadi, you know?
Karnabdi
Sai
Vishnu.
No Aswarja. As in the middle of Aishwarya and Madhurya. If they will see in Vrindavan, they are Madhur. But they were residents of Mathura. So not everything Madhurya. They were in Aishwarya. But they have some greed to Krishna, more than 100 times more than Brahma. They can enter in some Vrindavan, past life of Krishna. They can give some thing to Krishna to eat. They pass the border of Aishwarya Bhumi and went in Vrindavan, and they saw Krishna so beautiful. So they do not do pranam.
Are they yet to sitta, or will they go in future as, will they take birth in future as gopis?
They have entered the Vrindavan, in Vrindavan, but not as a kamatmaka gopi, not in Madhur Rash. Aishwarya is full of.
This is their permanent staibab.
No. Bijpatni?
Huh.
No.
Then what is their staibab?
Staibab not has come.
Oh.
Yet. They will have.
They're Kamanuga.
No, they are Kamanuga. But not still Kamanuga. Kamatmika.
No.
They will, in future, very soon, will turn into Kamatmika.
And then will it be as gopis or not?
As gopis.
Not Mathuravasis?
No, no. Because they have no taste in Mathura.
So Krishna entered their hearts?
Only their defect was that they are Brahmins.
Yeah.
Brahmin by body.
So they can't be gopis.
After that, practicing Kamanuga, they will live all Subha and Asubh, and they should have come in the womb of gopis, and then they will go.
So it says there that Krishna entered their heart through their eyes. So is that sthayi bhav is entered?
But there was no sthayi bhav. Sthayi bhav as practicing Kamanuga. In practicing, as that we have something, but our is not. So is sthayi bhav. There is sthayi bhav. They were practicing as a gopi. They were following gopis. But yet there were some vighna badha, obstruction of birth and all so many things. So many things. But Rishi Chari are far better than these Brahmanis. So they have not done pranam. The Baraha, Shyamang Hiranya Paridhin. Hiranya Paridhin and Abhurvapu say, come unto all.
Yeah?
Understand? This thing, Krishna is very beautiful and he is bodily rude. Is like Abhra. Abhra means Megh. Megh Shyamal. Brahma is telling also. Namidyate Abhra Papuse. Gopis are telling. Shyamang Krishna. Hiranya Paridhim. Hiranya Paridhim means Pitambar.
Yellow color.
Yellow color. And also in this slope. Baraha Pidam Natavar Papu Karneo Karnika. Kanaka Kapisham. Kanaka Kapisham.
Blue lotus like. Brilliant gold, brilliant pitambar. Brilliant like gold.
So, Krishna is Shyamal. Pitambar is yellow in three slopes. But their telling is different modes. Then, Barahat, Banmal here, Bajanti Malacha here. And in Brahma, Nomidyate Abhrapapuse Taridambara Gunjavatansa.
Gunjamala.
So these are all common to all. But in Brahma, he is not on flute. क्या है तल दंबराय गुंजा बन्नस्वजे कबल बेत्र विशान वेनु he has kept his venu here not a smiling face in Brahma and not so beautiful
As Brahmani has seen, as a Brahmani was telling about Bansi, only Bansi, Venubadan and smiling face will be of gopis in their sight. For Dvijapatni, how his face is, बोलो श्यामं हिरण्यपर्दिमिलसत वर्णमाल्यवरः धातु प्रवाल नटवेशम अनुपतान विन्यस्त हस्त करेण धुनान अब्जम कर्णोत्पलाल कपोल मुखाब्जहासम. So not beautiful that of gopis. Here Arandhran Venu Adhara Sudhayo, here Krishna is giving him his other Sudha in Venu. And by his
glowing,
and that nectar is coming. First it comes in earth, and see that there is no qualified person to hear this. So it goes beyond this Brahmalo. It goes to Mukti Dham. She sees that no qualified. Then to Shivalo, and then to Vaikunthalo, then to Ayodhya, and then Dwarka, and comes to Mathura, but here also does not see. And then goes to Vrindavan. Here she is that go. And all others are not qualified for this Kamavardhan. Only the goes in the ear of only Goparamani Kishori, Gop Kishori, and takes their hearts, and with heart it comes to Krishna again. So gopis all are running after. So they became mad
to get back their stolen property.
So they are not telling to others that come on and we should go. Only one gopis are going. So Bajanti Mala Randhan Venu Radhara Sudhaya Puriyan Gopabindai. Gopabindai? Here Gopabindai, all gopis are doing kirtan. You want air? Gita kirti. What Gita kirti?
Chanting his
glories. That you took Govardhan and you mani putana ko mara Agasur, Bakasur as Gita kirti.
Who is speaking this verse? Because it says the gopis could not speak. So who is speaking this verse?
Nasakan. Nasakan means they were Uddipit ho gai. They were not in mood to tell, but yet they are telling. And that telling was not in a correct way. Something without link, this means. There was no link. Any slokas of this chapter are not in a link.
No crumb.
No crumb.
Then sequence.
So they are telling what comes in heart and they tell whether there is link or not. But yet Saraswati gives link to each other, all slokas. So they are telling. Here this sloka has been told by Sukadeva Goswami. And after that, all sloka will be of gopis. Up till this sloka, Sukadeva Goswami are best there is telling.
Sangatta
today?
A question about Sukadev Goswami. Sometimes we hear that Sukadev Goswami is the parrot of Srimati. Other times we hear in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it is stated that Sukadev Goswami is a Shanta Bhakta. So, how it appears to be contradictory. How suddenly, if he's the parrot of Srimati and hearing everything, he's so rasika, why he's given as example of Shanta Bhakta?
Because Sukadeva Goswami is himself telling in Srimad Bhagavatam, Parinishthite Nirgunyam Api. At first I was in Nirgun, Upasana. And then by the grace of his father and Guru Vyasadeva, he has come to this Prima Bhakti. Achha. Here we see that why Brahma came as Haridas Thakur. If he could come in Brahmin family or in another very regarded family, it was better. But yet he came in the Mohammedan school. Why? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to show that every class of person may be Vaishnava. And if they are so degraded and they took shelter of bhakti, they can be highest top of Vaishnava. In this, where our gurus and acharya have showed him as a Narigunya or Shantaras, then it will be of very importance that by the association he has come to this point, that he became so rashi. So it has been told. But we see that Sukadeva Goswami, what to tell Sukadeva Goswami? The cows, the trees, and all these things, sands of Jamuna, are all of either Sakha, Vatsalya, or Madhura.
And Sukadev is, as a parrot, he has connection with Madhuras because of being Srimati's parrot.
Not Madhuras. There also he cannot be in Madhuras.
Not even.
He knows, no.
He cannot relish.
He cannot do any seva like gopis. That is why it has been told.
Shanta.
But he knows everything and he can explain all these things. But he has taste in that thing. And he has so much love, affection from Srimati ji. We should samanvay kar lena chahiye. Samanvay?
Adjustment.
We should do adjustment. This is the thing of madhyam, madhya, arm, madhyam, uttam. They can do. You can do now. I have not read what you asked, but I, by my opinion, I am telling. But I think that it will not be wrong. Achha, aaj yahi rahe. Today.
Our ears are like cups also. But now what have you done with our heart?
I think your heart and everything is more better than mine. There's so eagerness. I am like parrot, I am explaining but not testing.
You are cheating.
This association makes also me benefited. The questions you tell arise, it makes me also some benefit. I have not